We've discovered that a foreign doctor who was on his first UK shift doing out-of-hours cover for GPs accidentally killed a patient by giving him 10 times the normal recommended maximum dose of a pain-killing drug.
Now, this was some time ago. So how has the story unravelled since then?
Well, this was in February 2008. Obviously, the authorities at the time, as soon as they discovered the error had been made, were very keen to investigate it. But at the same time, a police investigation started into the whole incident. And eventually, over the months, they gathered enough evidence for looking at a possible manslaughter charge. And then there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing with the German authorities, because, of course, he was a German doctor and had returned to Germany, over the subsequent legal proceedings.
And how had he come to be working in the UK?
He was a locum. He was a locum GP, and he'd actually got himself on the role of an agency. The agency supplied a company called Take Care Now, which contracts with the NHS to provide out-of-hours cover, and that company, TCN, was working with another company called Suffolk Doctors on Call, which provides the actual service. It's a very, very complicated arrangement.
So this has obviously then raised questions about how, you know, doctors from other countries are allowed to and what processes they have to go through to come and work here.
Oh, I think so. I think there'll be a big concern about this case. There's been previous worries about the registration of doctors. There's a lot of worry about fragmentation of out-of-hours services and how those are monitored.
And what have the victim's family had to say about all of this?
The victim's family, of course, are, as the story unravels, they've got more and more worried. They are taking legal action over this separately, in a civil suit. But they believe that this instance ought to worry and concern all Britons who use the health service.
Now, you mentioned that the doctor has gone back to Germany and a certain action has been taken against him there. But how does that leave then in terms of what the British authorities can do?
Yes, German authorities have told us that last month this doctor, Dr. Daniel Ubani, was actually given a 9-month suspended prison sentence and fined €5,000 for causing death by negligence. Exactly where it leaves us is still being investigated. But as far as the family are concerned, they don't believe the true story may ever emerge, at least not in a criminal case. And certainly it is true that the Department of Health in London told us on Friday night that it is disappointed that this doctor, although now convicted of an offence, has not been held to account in this country. And certainly the Cambridgeshire Police, or Cambridgeshire Constabulary, to give them their proper full title, have told us that they're disappointed that any prosecution wasn't allowed to reach its natural conclusion in this country. But, of course, you have to remember that the investigation here was for manslaughter. The conviction was for causing death by negligence.
You've seen letters also written by the doctor, haven't you?
I have. It's one letter, actually, that was sent to the family, and it's dated July 2008. And in there, he asks for forgiveness, and in quite a detailed account of his movements the day before he began his shift, he said, in effect, that he had trouble navigating his way around the east of England to get to his shift, and he was also said that he was extremely tired when he was on the shift, and he also had not used the drug he administered when he administered the drug, which isn't used in such circumstances, on-call circumstances, back home in Germany.
And does the sentence that he received in Germany mean that he will not be allowed to practice again?
That is very unclear, because in Germany, the authorities have not yet officially told the German Medical Association, which regulates his behaviour in Germany. In this country, the General Medical Council has suspended him. In these cases, doctors are suspended, and his suspension has been renewed on occasion over the last 15 months.